So, time to go. Thank you for allowing me to share my experiences. It's a great honor, really, to be able to talk about your hobby. So,
it's true.
I wish you realize your aspiration, whatever that may be. What are the deepest part of your aspiration? I hope that these words are helpful, and to stay true to the course. There are many distractions in the holy life, and one has to deal with them, but if you have a kind of core aspiration, I found that always gives direction to the complexity. That's what I find. If you have a direction and aspiration, it's quite simple, and then the complexity one deals with. So, and if you're ever in Ontario, please pop by, although I think all of Ontario wants to come here. Expect it's somewhat somewhat different. Yeah, so thank you. Maybe we could, some of us know the chant, "This is what should be done." Mm-hmm. Like the Upasakas, you know that, right? So we have a chant on Metta Sutta, on Sutta on Loving Kindness. So those who know, if you just join me, and we'll chant it in English to finish off. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, freed from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. And we have a way, the Upasakas probably know, of paying respects to the shrine, so those of you know will do that. Pay respects to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.
So, here we are.